From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. You may know Aisha Roscoe from her 10 years reporting for Reuters News Agency, or from her time as a White House correspondent covering three different presidents. Or maybe she wakes you up on Sundays as the host of NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. But before she started her career as a political reporter, she was a student at Howard University, an historically Black college or university, and her experience there helped fuel her new book, HBCU Made, A Celebration of the Black College Experience. It's a collection of essays from everyone, from Oprah Winfrey to Branford Marsalis to Stacey Abrams. They wrote about how attending an historically Black college or university helped shape who they are today. We are lucky enough to have Aisha Roscoe join us now to talk about this new book. Welcome to Idaho Matters. So Aisha, tell us about your time at Howard University.
So I went to Howard back in 2003. Oh my goodness, I shouldn't tell my age, but I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and went to the big city of DC. And I was a very shy, introverted, you know, girl, but I knew I wanted to be a journalist. And so it was a big culture shock. Like I loved being there, but I always say it was kind of like going from being on like a tricycle to like, you know, riding a Lamborghini and you don't know how to drive. So that's what I felt like. But what I learned at Howard, so much about myself, what I was capable of, a lot more than I thought. And I also learned about how to always be prepared, to always put your best foot forward, to always give your best. I also was on the school newspaper there, The Hilltop, and that's where I really learned a lot about being a journalist, was right there on Howard's campus.
So was your time at Howard part of the reason why you wanted to put this book together?
Absolutely. So Algonquin came to me and they said, you know, would you be interested in putting together a collection of essays from HBCU graduates about, you know, what their time at an HBCU meant to them? And they said it hadn't been done before. And that was pretty shocking to me because I was like, this hasn't already been around. Because it sounded like, you know, something that should have been, you know, produced a long time ago. And I thought about it a little bit because I had just started as Weekend Edition host. And I'm like, do I want to take this on? But then I thought about my time at Howard and I thought about like all of the professors and administrators and friends that, you know, meant so much to me. And I thought about, you know, how I got my first journalism job pretty much because of Howard. And I felt like I had to take this on because I wanted to give back just a little bit of what I had gotten from attending Howard.
You know, the essays in the book really feel like testimonials to HBCU schools. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Oh, absolutely. I look at this book as a testament. So I'm glad to use the word testimonials. I think this book is a testament to the power of HBCUs and the impact that they have had on the world and continue to have on the world. So the world has been blessed with people like Oprah Winfrey, Branford Marsalis, Stacey Abrams, April Ryan, you know, because and partly because they were trained at an HBCU, like they were allowed to develop and grow at an HBCU. And I wanted to highlight that and I wanted to celebrate that.
So let's talk a little bit about that more. You mentioned Oprah Winfrey. She went to Tennessee State University. So in her essay, what does she say about that experience?
Well, she talks about this professor who was really tough, really exacting, but she got a call for her first TV job, and she told the professor, oh, you know, my father will never let me take this. He's not going to let me get this job. And it was this professor who said, look, child, this is why you go to college, to get a job. And she, you know, and this professor actually talked to her father and was the one who convinced her father to let her get this job. And she also was like one credit short of graduating Tennessee State. She eventually did do it, but she already had the Oprah Winfrey show at that time. I think she used part of that to get her last credit. But
Yeah.
it's a great story. Yeah, it's a great story.
And then you Branford Marsalis, he's a Grammy-winning musician. He really talks about the culture of HBCUs.
Yeah, like, and what I loved about Branford's essay is that it really sounds like it's just like a story that he's telling you. Like, you really feel like, you just pulled him aside and he's telling you how he went to Southern University, how he, was a member of the band. And he says, because he's from New Orleans, he's like, look, everybody played instruments. That wasn't a big deal. But he was like, he wanted to go to Southern because he wanted to learn their style of marching and their style, because there's a very particular style of, marching bands at HBCUs. It's a very specific culture. And he talks about that and the friends that he made and kind of cutting up and all that he learned there. And he now works and volunteers at HBCUs. And he says the reason why he teaches at HBCUs is because of the culture. It's because of what he got from there. So he could go anywhere. Obviously, he's Branford Marsalis, but he chooses to go back to HBCUs because of what he got from Southern University.
And former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams wrote an essay, and she wrote about the renewing power of HBCUs. What does she say about her alma mater? And she went to Spelman College.
She went to Spelman, and what I feel like Stacey Abrams really talked about is how at an HBCU she was really able to see more of herself. She said, and I'll quote it, it was the place where I had the ability to see more of myself. And so she ran for her first political office at Spelman. She was, I believe, freshman class secretary. She also was protesting, like going, kind of storming the Board of Trustees meetings. And how at Spelman, even when she did that, they were willing to talk to her. They were willing to hear her. And she talks about how her passion was really shaped and guided at Spelman. And obviously, we see the impact of that today. But I think what you see there too is just like there's a sisterhood, there's a brotherhood, there's a community at these colleges that I think it makes it very different.
The thing that stood out to me in this book too is almost like a nurturing nature at HBCUs. And what I mean by that
Yeah.
is, within our society, Black and brown children, teens, young adults are not truly nurtured within our culture, within our society. I mean, it's almost like the
Yeah.
exact opposite. So is
Yeah.
that a fair statement that there is this sense of just, I mean, nurturing, and that has to make such a profound difference in your life?
Yeah, I mean I think it comes back to community, and that's what I found. Like, and I will say, even as an HBCU graduate, that I was surprised to see it brought out in so many stories from, people from so many different backgrounds, who don't know each other, and yet they were all saying, and talking about in different ways how it was the community that they felt at an HBCU. We have a Tendai Kumba, who's a Broadway dancer and singer now, but she got injured when she was at Spelman, and she didn't know if she would dance again. But the Spelman community really just wrapped their arms around her, and now she's on Broadway. And so I think it's like those sorts of stories that have always stayed with me.
What are you hoping that people take away when they grab a copy of this book and sit down and read the essays?
As we said earlier, I mean, I hope that when they read these essays, that they will get a sense of of the importance of these institutions, and that these aren't just things of the past. Like, this isn't something that just happened way back then and now they're no longer necessary, but that they can see that even today, the people they listen to, the people that they work with, and all, like, so many people came through these institutions and are now making the world a much better place. And that's why these institutions are, worthy of support and worthy of celebration. So I hope that's what they get from reading the book.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this, and I really appreciate you putting this book together for all of us.
Oh, thank you so much. And, thank you for allowing me to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.